researchers studying the biomechanics of the Tennessee walking horse. Hello again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, the Tennessee walking horse is known for its world-famous running walk, and starting next week, researchers at the University of Tennessee will begin studying their walk in relation to their conformation. Paul Robertson is a farrier of 12 years and a graduate student at UT.
There's really no scientific data that looks at the conformation of the Tennessee walking horse and compares it to the gait. So what we want to be able to find out is by looking at the structure, the makeup of the bones and how they're placed, you know, underneath the skin, can we make some sort of judgment?
Now, the horses will come from breeders who volunteer their animals to be studied using non-invasive small round markers that are affixed to the joint and skeletal points, and the horses will be recorded standing still and as they pass a series of high-speed video cameras.
We can actually build a computer image of the horse's bony structure. So basically what this lets us do is remove all the tissue and gives us a model of the bones. And we can look then at how these bones are placed and how they move.
Now, as a product of selective breeding, Tennessee walking horses perform a 4-beat gait as opposed to a 2-beat gait or trot, and because the horse's back legs slide underneath the animal, the rider experiences a gliding sensation. And the computer software will detail each horse's movements and mathematically describe the horse's motion in relation to its conformation. Now, volunteers are asked to ride their horses July 18th through August the 5th. Anyone interested can find out more by logging on to the UT Institute of Agriculture website. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.